This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A male parent at a Connecticut girls' high school basketball game gets into an argument with the visiting team's coach, Brian Baez Vieira. The coach, Baez Rivera, had brought his own children to the game and starts to pull out of the parking lot when the angry dad approaches. Instead of breaking, Baez Rivera floors the car and hits the dad, causing him to fly over the top of the car. Baez Rivera speeds off without offering aid. The dad suffers a broken nose and a concussion.
Nancy, Baez Rivera claims he did not intentionally hit the spectator, but simply did not have enough time to stop in the snowy conditions. However, surveillance footage of the incident tells a much different story, revealing that Rivera did not slow down at all. Rivera did call police and report his current location after leaving the scene, telling officers he only left out of fear for his and his children's safety when others began approaching his vehicle after the collision. The victim reportedly had visible but non-life-threatening injuries when first responders arrived and was released from the hospital later that day.
Brian Baez Rivera, 29, charged with assault, reckless endangerment, disturbing the peace, and risking injury to a minor. What about aggravated assault, the weapon being the car? A couple walks into a Florida Family Dollar, and as the man gathers nearly $500 worth of cleaning products, his female companion drops her pants and, wait for it, defecates, poops on the floor. It's apparently a planned distraction as the couple and the stolen goods run out the door. Polk County Sheriff searching for the criminals. Their new aliases, Mr. Clean and Mrs. Dookie. Anyone with information, please contact Detective Hannon, 863-499-2400. If you have info, no prank calls on Mr. Clean and Mrs. Dookie. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
The trial of Patriot safety Jabril Peppers, facing serious criminal allegations, has hit a delay due to an unexpected infrastructure issue in Quincy, Massachusetts. More on this story now from Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
A water main break in Quincy, Massachusetts, postponed a court hearing for New England Patriot safety Jabril Peppers. The 29-year-old is facing charges of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon and possession of a substance believed to be cocaine. The trial was rescheduled due to the closure of the courthouse. The charges stem from an October incident in Braintree, Massachusetts, where police responded to a domestic dispute. According to court documents, Peppers is accused of shoving his girlfriend's head into a wall and choking her multiple times during an argument. Police said the woman declined to go to a hospital and was treated at the scene. Officers who arrived at the home reported finding Peppers shirtless at the door. He allegedly acknowledged their presence, saying, quote, "I know what is going on." Police arrested him without incident and discovered a bag containing a white powder that later tested positive for cocaine. In court, Peppers' attorney, Mark Brofsky, has argued that there is evidence, including video footage, casting doubt on the allegations. Peppers agreed to have no contact with the woman while the case proceeds. Since the incident, Peppers was placed on the NFL's commissioner's exempt list in October, preventing him from playing or practicing while the league reviews the case. He missed 7 games but returned briefly before being sidelined by injuries and placed on injured reserve. Despite the legal challenges, the Patriots extended Peppers' contract over the summer, keeping him with the team through 2027.
The NFL has stated its review of Peppers' case is ongoing and independent of his status on the team. 4 Chilean nationals have been indicted in Ohio, accused of targeting multimillion-dollar homes in a string of burglaries. The men were arrested earlier this month with items believed stolen from a Cincinnati-area home on December 9th, the same day Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow's home was burglarized. Authorities have not confirmed a direct link to Burrow's break-in, during which his home was ransacked and a window shattered. The case is part of a larger investigation into organized theft rings, with the FBI warning in December that South American crime groups were using social media to target professional athletes. Victims have included NFL stars Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, as well as NBA players Luka Doncic and Mike Conley Jr. Authorities say the suspects were in the U.S. illegally and carried tools for breaking into homes. The investigation is ongoing.
Thanks, John. Emily Rea is a skilled outdoors enthusiast from Hungry Horse, Montana. She takes her paddleboard to the Riverside boat launch around 8:30 p.m., planning to be on the reservoir about an hour. When she doesn't come home by 10:30, family reports her missing. Her car found in the parking lot at the boat launch, her paddleboard upside down on the other side of the reservoir. About a 2.5 mile trip. Canines, foot searchers, drones, helicopters, boats, divers searched the reservoir and surrounding woods. No sign of Emily. Emily Rea, 5'5", 160 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes, lower lip piercing, tattoo of a fish on her upper back. If you have info on Emily Rea, please call Flathead County, Montana Sheriffs, 406-758-5585. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.